Hello everyone, this is Monlis and I'm so glad to share what all the Lord has put in my heart. And I'm so happy that Jesus loves you and I'm ready to share with you the good news and the things that we can learn, the life lessons that we can learn as we are in this journey. And my first thing I want to discuss about what we are supposed to do. When people put us into difficult situations, we face difficult situations because of our own choices sometimes. But other times there will be certain situations where people put you in the wrong place. People put you in a difficult and a distressing situation. How are we supposed to cope up at that time? And praise God that we have answers for every situation in the Word of God itself. Please, if you can turn to Psalm 37, that would be great. This first verse and second verse, it says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." The first command that God wants to give you, the first thing that God wants you to know is, don't be angry on them. Why? Let's go back to the second verse. Why doesn't God doesn't want you to be angry on them? Because they're not going to be successful in this. They're not going to prosper in what they have plotted against you. It's not going to last. The difficult situation or the terrible situation or the distress that you're facing right now because of evil people, it's not going to last. It's going to come to an end. That's what Jesus wants you to know, that you need not be angry about it, because the source is the evil people's source is the Satan's source, which will make them to wither. They're gonna dry. They're not going to prosper in their idea. But your source is Jesus himself. Your source is the living waters, and you're not going to dry and wither like them. You're gonna prosper because the seed, because the blessing that is in you, it's because of the creator of the heavens and the earth. So take courage with this word, that you need not be angry, you need not be frustrated, you need not be over worried or tensed about the difficult situation that you're facing right now. You're going to be a blessing, you're going to be blessed, you're going to grow in the name of Jesus, because your source is the eternal living waters. Your source is the Holy Spirit God that is in you. Your source will never run dry. So be happy, stay happy for today. Take this first thing in your mind. You need not be angry about the evil people in your life. They're gonna fail, but you're going to be successful. God bless you, everyone.